So it's an ongoing process. You know, a lot of people want Tomo to the job. He's been a fantastic assistant manager. We're only too aware of Tomo's abilities. But he's had the focus of the Charlton game and the focus of the Fulham game and perhaps the focus of the Cardiff game. So I know he's in regular contact with the chairman. And it's just one of those that we're working hard to make sure that we get the right man that can carry on the good work that we've done.
Just one final one, Matt. We've spoken about O'Driscoll being offered the position. Is he the only one at this stage who has been offered the position of manager of Blackpool?
Yeah, Sean O'Driscoll had a phone call off Carl on Saturday lunchtime, and he wanted some time to think about it. The news broke with Bristol straight after the game on Saturday. They approached Sean, who I believe was interviewed when Derek McInnes was appointed, so it was someone that they knew well. And Sean's a genuine, honest, polite individual who said, if someone wants to speak to you, out of courtesy, you go and speak to them. He said he did that with Barnsley, he did that with us, he'd done it with a couple of other clubs in his career. And when Bristol appointed it, he made them aware that he was considering an offer from us, which probably speeded up proceedings at their end. He obviously came close last time, I believe. If you believe the media, he was second when Derek was appointed last time. So, yeah, that was a disappointment, because Sean would have been a great appointment for the club. But you know, he's took the Bristol job. Fair play. He was. You know, I can show you the text he sent myself. He was really, really genuine. Thanked us for the interest, and you know, said that he felt that Bristol was a better fit for him at this stage of his career. Now, who knows, had they not sacked his manager, we could be talking here tonight with Sean O'Driscoll as the new manager of Blackpool. He isn't, so we move on. As we said earlier, an awful lot of managers that would see this job as a fantastic opportunity to not only manage in the Championship, but drive these group of players to the top end of the table, which is where I think they deserve to be.
When you appoint a manager, you often appoint a staff with them, Matt. How many positions are available here?
I think the chairman's open-minded. Obviously, when Michael came in, he brought Ash Westwood in with him. I'm not sure that he would do that again, but he's open-minded. But you speak to some managers who are out of work, and you speak to them and say, would you be interested? And you explain the fantastic backroom staff we've got, and the characters that we've got here, who know Blackpool, the way they work, like Wrighty and Murphs and Hilsey. And they instantly say, well, if I come into your club, I want to bring 2, 3, 4 people with you. Well, that's not what we're about. And we understand the loyalty to these people, but we've got loyalty to Steve Thompson, to John Hills, to John Murphy, to Alan Wright, to Phil Horner, who have been at Blackpool a good number of years, and I say they know the way they work. So it's difficult when you have these conversations. You might have a standout candidate who then wants to bring 3 or 4 members of staff. Well, we're loyal to one thing that Carl is to his staff. He's very loyal, and he won't have mass change of staff, because that would cause an upheaval in itself. And you know, I think you need a certain type of person to understand which way the wind blows at Squires Gate, to understand various bits and pieces. So wholesale change is not something that we would welcome and would want. I say, so there are a number of candidates who've ruled themselves out on that basis, and we keep going.